This is Dave Holman with Shrink Wrap, brief reminders on mental health issues to improve your day. What is the difference between cognitive dissonance and having a tough time making a decision between two options? Sometimes the two get mixed up. The term cognitive dissonance is used to describe the feelings of discomfort that result when your beliefs run counter to your behaviors and/or new information that is presented to you. People tend to seek consistency in their attitudes and perceptions. So when what you hold true is challenged, or what you do doesn't jibe with what you think, something must change in order to eliminate or reduce the dissonance, which is the lack of agreement. A classic example of this is explaining something away. Now, a tough time making a decision is merely a conflict between two equally attractive options. Cognitive dissonance is more of a moral dilemma. Let's imagine that you have a conflict in which both sides hold equal power over you, both intellectually and emotionally. Emphasis upon the words equal power. It brings up the story of the donkey who starved to death between two bales of hay because he couldn't figure out which one to eat. They were both equally appealing in every way. So what can we do about both? Let's work with tough decision-making first. Take a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle. On the left side, name option number one. On the right side, name option number two. Beneath each option, write down all of the advantages. Very likely, one will win out over the other, even if the differences are minor. But that's not the end of the exercise. Far from it, because something more important is coming along. Now you have to rate each advantage with a feeling factor. In other words, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel about them? Choose levels of good feelings and avoid negative ones. So if you don't really like some of them, list them as 1 on that scale of 1 to 10. Then add up both sides and note the differences. So when we get back to cognitive dissonance, we can do the same thing. If you notice that your behaviors don't agree with your beliefs, you could ask yourself which one has the greater power, beliefs or behaviors. Chances are behaviors will outweigh your beliefs. It's one thing to scoff at gossipers, but it's something else to stop gossiping yourself. Why? Because gossiping can feel quite empowering and entertaining, and that's a strong draw. But in the long run, which one really is in your best interest? This is Dave Holman for Shrink Wrap, right here on KPIP Fayette 94.7, and thanks for listening.